Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are we doing?
Good day, Pastor. How are you?
Quiet and tired. Is that what we are? Yeah. Okay. Gentlemen, real quickly, what's been your experience over the past couple weeks now? This being the first Sunday in Lent, right? It's the season of resurrection, but what's your experience now that we are Neighbors of Hope? Has anything changed?
I've seen more people, I don't want to say more people asking about what's the word I'm looking for? What we're doing. But I've seen, I've noticed for myself more of what that means. Like, when I was at the pantry, you know, helping over there, man, I just realized, like, the neighbor thing, you know. Not the definition of it, but, like, the fact that they're.
I've had so many people just say, I love the name. Just love the name. And it's part of the reason that we shifted the name from Lenawee County Mission to Neighbors of Hope, because Neighbor of Hope seemed to be more accurately revealing our identity, at least the way that the community saw us or sees us. And there just seems to be a deep, that seems to be resonating well within the community. So. Just a curiosity question. I think what is couched within the reality of the name is our identity and concept as Neighbors of Hope, is that what Neighbors of Hope does is help bring about resurrection. For our listening audience, some of them are nodding their heads and others are a little more curious. All right. As I said previously, this is the first Sunday in Lent, and for those of us that try to follow Jesus truly means that we are on this journey toward the cross. It's a season of repentance and all the spiritual disciplines that accompany that, but the cross without resurrection is meaningless. It's a season of resurrection. I would like to think, and I truly believe, that Neighbors of Hope really is in the business of resurrection. Okay. What are your thoughts? Do you agree with that? Do you disagree? Why? Why not? Have you encountered some sort of resurrection in your life since you've been at Neighbors of Hope? The floor is yours, gentlemen.
I've had multiple encounters. When I first came here, and I was still Lenawee County Mission, I came here homeless with nothing except for what I was wearing, and I met some people in the Life Change Discipleship Program, and it made me realize that, oh, they look like A, they're having fun, B, they're doing better, and C, they don't have as many worries. So I read it that way, and so, you know, I wanted to get into it, so I got into it and was able to detox from my problems. Here lately, I want to say resurrected some old memories, some old hostility that I had about myself. Like, one I really didn't even realize was bothering me was, you know, I always figured I had issues with my parents, you know, stuff like that hurt me in the past. Even if they did or didn't, that's how I took it. But my brother, my older brother, I think he screwed me up a little bit. Not intentionally, he was an older brother, I was a little brother, so he treated me like I was less than him. And I don't know what sparked it, but as soon as I said it, I realized that, like, yeah, man, maybe that's something that's bothering me. And now I'm here in the hospital with brothers, so maybe that's why I was being so hostile to everybody and being a hypocrite.
Ah, yeah. Flashbacks, huh? Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thanks. Thanks. Resurrection. Agree? Disagree? Why? Why not? Anybody else?
I agree with the resurrection's happening here. It was a hope. It's been happening here for the last 10 years before it became Neighbors of Hope. The community, I think, is a little more... since we changed our name, it's evident that that being a good neighbor and being living for others and not for yourselves is people have been stepping up and offering all kinds of stuff since we changed our name, a little more than being that I've noticed since before. For me, myself, my life's is being transformed and restored. And like you were saying, resurrecting other things that were hurting, and I'm able to transform through that, you know. God's working on that, and able to, and instead of living to die, now I'm living to live for God and others, and not myself.
Okay.
And I think that's the community is jumping on board.
Good. Good. Thank you. Anybody else?
Yeah. For me, I took the word resurrection itself, and the dictionary says resurrection is the act or fact of coming to life again, rising from the dead, the state of being alive again after death, revival. For me, I was spiritually dead. Being here has given me a sense of that revival. I know that Jesus stayed in the grave for 3 days and he resurrected. And sometimes a resurrection is a long process. And I'm getting rid of all the dead baggage that was inside of me. I'm learning how to be alive again. I am reviving myself. And this, with the Neighbors of Hope, is doing for me, has given me a life again. For being dead for so long in my life, being addicted to the drugs, and you know, just not knowing who I was as a human being, not knowing that I was loved by God, it's opened up my mind to want to be alive again, to live again, not just for myself, but for my brothers that's in this house, for the community that I'm in, and for me, that's a resurrection. It's life again. And it's about taking, I said this before, a little piece of yourself and giving it to the world, you know, just a small piece of yourself. And that's what Neighbors of Hope is for me. Everybody just taking a little portion of their self and just giving it to their neighbors.
Good. Anybody else?
Yes. I'm going to say I agree. For the last couple of years, I've been walking around dead inside, you know, not really no hate, no nothing, no emotions, afraid to show my emotions. And then something told me to come here to Neighbors of Hope, and I did, and you know, through the power of this house of God, I really starting to feel again. I'm learning how to love again. I'm learning how to interact with the community again, you know. I'm learning how to just help and not focus on myself, but to help in every way possibly I can.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, I think all of you kind of alluded, when we think about, biblically speaking, on resurrection, what we're really saying, right, as part of our faith, is that we believe that the power of life is greater than the power of death. And we know prior to our arrival here, we were wrapped up pretty heavily in the powers of death. If we were engaged in our addictive behaviors, that is really a slow suicide, and last I knew, suicide has something to do with death. So addiction in and of itself really is subscribing to the powers of death. Right? Resurrection is when we come to realize and we trust that the power of life is greater than the power of death. And one of the ways that Neighbors of Hope tries to accomplish that here is what I think all of you alluded to, is we have this sense of community. And we say in here that God's primary agenda is community. It's about these relationships. But this idea of community, and as Neighbors of Hope, means that community has to come together and stand in a spirit of compassionate solidarity with the disenfranchised, the vulnerable, those in our community who are hurting and who are weak, who are being drowned by the powers of death. Now, that makes Neighbors of Hope simply an instrument within the larger Lenawee County community, right? That perhaps we can resurrect, right, a new spirit in our community that reaches out to those who are most vulnerable and broken and weak in our community, that they too can taste the power of life. That's what we're trying to do here at Neighbors of Hope. Any closing comments?
I do.
Follow-ups, yeah.
It just kind of popped in my head. You know, at a point I felt like I was a disappointment to my parents, obviously, of late. Stupid decisions, you know, I'm not doing anything right, can't even control myself, let alone anybody else. And when we went to the Super Bowl party,
yeah.
You snapped a picture of me playing pool. My mom commented on it, said, that's my boy.
Yeah.
It gives me a little hope that maybe I'm doing something right. It really does make me feel good. And I'm not necessarily looking for that just because somebody says something makes me feel good, but it does make me feel good instead of questioning why they're saying it and being destructive to myself. So it kind of, in a sense, resurrected a feeling of goodness in myself that I really honestly believed I did not have, period.
Yeah, yeah. We all need those little bits of affirmation that really bear witness, right? They become testimonies to our efforts that validate resurrection has taken place in my life. We need those things.
I believe that. I truly believe that. You know? I can kind of piggyback off what Randy said, because I guess a couple of weeks when I was talking and everything, and ran into your mom, and she had heard what I had said, and she had commented on it and said that was just beautiful, you know, and it just made me feel that I was worthy, that I was truly worthy, you know, for someone who I didn't really even know, but kind of knew just a small part of me and told me, you know, it made me feel that I was truly worthy and that I am loved. And that's a great feeling. That is a great feeling.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Any closing comments? Well, gentlemen, as we kick off the season of Lent, as we ourselves individually, corporately journey toward the cross, let us also advance the reality and the power of life over death this Easter season. So thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, hope, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.